The Constraining Love of Jesus by Charles Simeon. The love of Christ controls and urges and impels us, so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for Him who died and was raised again for their sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. The love of Jesus has a constraining power, which invincibly impels us to live unto Him. Let it once be shed abroad in our hearts, and we shall instantly exclaim with rapture, "My Lord and my God." "What have I to do any more with idols?" will be the natural effusion of our souls. Hosea chapter 14, verse 8. We will feel a holy indignation at the thought of having wickedly sinned against Him for so long, and shall address Him in the language of His repenting people, "O Lord, our God, other masters besides You have ruled over us, but we will acknowledge and mention Your name alone." Isaiah chapter 26, verse 13. Walk with God as His dear children. Commit to Him your every care, and expect from Him a supply of all your needs. Motivated by His all-constraining love, be ready to sacrifice every earthly consideration, and to even lay down life itself for Him. He gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed, and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.